Good morning, and welcome to Just One Thing, Simple Practices for Resilient Happiness by Dr. Rick Hansen. This is your volunteer programmer, Babs Felix, in Green Valley. Rick Hansen, PhD, is a psychologist and New York Times best-selling author. He's been invited to speak at NASA, Oxford, Stanford, Harvard, and meditation centers worldwide. His books are available in 28 languages and include Making Great Relationships, Hardwiring Happiness, Just One Thing, and Mother Nurture. His work has been featured on the BBC, CBS, NPR, and other major media. And now, Just One Thing. Are you breathing? The practice, one breath at a time. Why? And this is a note on this article. If for you, breath is associated with trauma and discomfort, you probably shouldn't practice or try this practice in its form below. But you might adapt it to something that is more nurturing for you, such as a saying or an image. Breathing brings you home. Body and mind twine together in the breath. As soon as you become aware of breathing, you're in your body. Speed up the breath and there's new energy. Slow it down and you calm down. Inhale oxygen. Inhale and oxygen surges into your brain while the arousing sympathetic nervous system activates and accelerates the heartbeat. Exhale and activate the soothing, peaceful, parasympathetic nervous system so the heart beats more slowly. In the breath, you are home in this moment, this now. The breath feels like life inside. No wonder it's been traditionally linked to spiritual matters. To inspire is to inhale, to inspirit, to uplift. The breath is always available as an object of attention, whether formally in meditation or informally as a way to recenter yourself. Track the breath in yourself and know yourself more deeply. Track the breath in others and know them more deeply. If all else fails and your mind is screaming in pain or blown open in chaos, there is still the breath. Sometimes all you can do is breathe and know that you are still breathing, one breath at a time. Just getting through this breath, and then the next one, and the next. Plus, in the knowledge of breathing, there is awareness of awareness, not metaphysically or cosmically, but as a refuge, if need be, of last resort. Try it. Breathing here and now. Recognize that awareness is a field or space in which contents come and go, such as the sensations of breathing. You can see directly that no matter what arises and passes away, awareness remains, undamaged and unstained, like the sky that is never harmed by the storm clouds passing through it. When times are terrible, try to be the observing, the awareness, to get some space from the pain and and sustain a sense of being intact in your core. You can do this as well when times are good, which will help you both to stay in the sweet spot of enjoying without tipping into suffering of wanting, and to strengthen your grounding in awareness for when things fall apart. How? So far, I've always described these just one thing practices with an active verb, such as take in the good, give thanks, or find strength. I could have done the same here with take one breath at a time, but this one felt different. It's not just that we take a breath. Sometimes the breath takes itself. Sometimes it takes us. When the mind and body are really quiet, there's hardly any talking at all. Whenever you like, find the breath and stay with it through one inhalation and exhalation. You could notice its sensations in your stomach, chest, or around the upper lip, or the internal sensations inside the throat or in the diaphragm, or sense the breath in the chest altogether. Next, see if you can rest your attention in the breath for three full cycles of inhaling and exhaling. Then how about 10 full cycles from beginning to end? Distracting thoughts may nibble at your attention, but disengage from them while sinking more and more deeply into the breath. And, if you like, let go of counting and simply give over to the breath, breath after breath. Somewhere in here, as you become more present in the breath, more absorbed in it, you could experience breathing as the whole body breathing. Try this at night as you're falling asleep, resting as a body breathing. Or if you wake and can't easily return to sleep, soften the edges of your mind out into only breathing. Breathing blurs out into the quiet of the night. Be breathing as you do things or have them. One breath at a time while dressing, eating, driving, talking, washing, cuddling, writing. Or simply be breathing. Nothing else to do. No one to be. The simplest job in the world. One breath at a time. What a relief. You are listening to Just One Thing, Simple Practices for Resilient Happiness by Dr. Rick Hansen, brought to you by Sun Sounds of Arizona in Flagstaff. And here's a quote from Dr. Rick. Be aware of breathing and let everything else go. Nothing to do, nowhere to go, no one to be. Just sitting, abiding as a body, breathing. And here's another Just One Thing. Where do you live? The practice? Be the body. Why? As a kid, I was really out of touch with my body. I hardly noticed it most of the time, and when I did, I prodded it like a mule to do a better job of hauling me, the head, around. This approach helped me to soldier through some tough times, but there were costs. Many pleasures were numbed, or they flew over, actually under, my head. I didn't feel deeply engaged with life, like I was peering at the world through a hole in the fence. I pushed my body hard and didn't take good care of it. When I spoke, I sounded out of touch to others, emotionally distant, even phony. My words lacked credibility, gravity, traction. Because of these costs, I've worked with this issue and come to appreciate the benefits of being aware of the body, coming down into it, inhabiting it, most fundamentally, being it. For starters, being the body is simply telling the truth. What we experience being, thoughts and feelings, memories and desires, and consciousness itself, is constrained, conditioned, and constructed by the body via its nervous system. The fabric of your mind is woven by your body. Further, being aware of your body and its signals gives you useful information about your deeper feelings and needs. Tracking your body's subtle reactions to others also tells you a lot about them. Coming home to your body helps you feel grounded, and it gives you reassuring feedback that you're alive and basically all right. It's exhilarating to feel the vitality of the body, even sitting quietly, and to experience the pleasures of the senses. In particular, experiencing your body as a whole, rather than a single unified gestalt in awareness, with all its sensations appearing together at once, activates networks on the sides of your brain. These lateral networks pull you out of the planning, worrying, obsessing, fantasizing, and self-referential thinking. That's me, myself, and I. That's driven by another neural network in the middle of your brain. Consequently, abiding as a whole body draws you into the present moment, reduces stress, increases mindfulness, and lowers the sense of self to help you take life less personally. How? First off, a caution. For some people, it's disturbing to experience the body. In particular, this is understandable and not uncommon for people who have chronic pain, a disability, or a history of trauma. If this applies to you, try these practices carefully, if at all. But for most people, it feels good and brings value to be the body. And there are numerous ways to deepen the sense of this. Let your attention wander through your body, like a gentle scout investigating its sensations. See what it's like to sustain awareness of your body for at least a few minutes in a row, or longer if you want. You could keep paying attention to your breathing, or to the feelings in your hands while doing the dishes, or to the sensations in your feet and legs as you walk the dog. While doing everyday activities, routinely bring attention back to your body. What does it feel like to be a body? Answering the phone, watching TV, driving, typing, lifting a child, sitting in a meeting, stocking shelves, loading a truck, crawling into bed. As you speak, try to be aware of your chest, stomach, hips, arms and legs, hands and feet. How does this change your communicating, especially about things that matter to you? Experiment with sensing the body as a whole. Try to be aware of all the sensations of breathing in the torso, all of them present in consciousness as a unified whole, moment by moment. Let attention widen and soften to receive the whole torso as a single percept. In the beginning, it's natural for this sense of the whole to last for only a second or two and then crumble. Simply keep trying to regenerate it, and it will become stronger with practice. Next, open to a larger whole, all of the sensations of breathing throughout the body, appearing all together in awareness, breath after breath. Then, see if you can go all the way out to include all body sensations, not just those of breathing. For a specified time, even just 1 minute, find a comfortable seat, let worries and plans fall away, and simply rest. Be aware of breathing and let everything else go. Nothing to do, nowhere to go, no one to be. Just sitting and abiding as a body breathing. Wherever we go, whatever we're doing, there's always a doorway to a deeper sense of presence and peace. Being the body. You are listening to Sun Sounds of Arizona in Flagstaff, bringing you Just One Thing, Simple Practices for Resilient Happiness by Dr. Rick Hansen. Are you taking care of yourself? The practice, stay well. Why? Most parents say that parenting is one of the most fulfilling experiences of their life, as well as the most demanding, stressful, and draining. Studies show that bearing and rearing children is commonly disturbing and depleting to a woman's body, especially over the long term, past the postpartum period, and after a woman falls off the radar of the healthcare system. No mother wants her experience of raising children to be shadowed by fatigue, nagging aches, pains, or emerging health problems. Not only is it a shame, but it's also harder to function at a high level at home, at work, or in an intimate relationship when running oneself into the ground. Many mothers have more or less resigned themselves to this condition, but the fact is that with some simple common sense practices, most mothers can reclaim a strong sense of health and vitality. The moms who stay energetic avoid illness and keep some reserves in their health bank to do these essential things. Or they do these essential things. Get enough sleep, eat right, exercise regularly, avoid health hazards, have regular checkups. Sure, easier said than done, but at least you can do what you can, whatever is realistically possible for you in this direction. How? Get enough sleep. There's an old saying, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step, and the journey to health starts with sleep. Most people need at least 7 or 8 hours of sleep each day. A person with a hard-working, stressful life, like a parent, often needs more, and it is vital to make sure that you're getting enough. Insufficient sleep can lead to gastrointestinal troubles, a weakened immune system, and slow repair of strained or sore muscles acquired through routine activities like hauling children out of car seats. It also causes poor concentration and memory, lowers mood, and shortens a person's emotional fuse. To get better sleep, do what you can so that you are able to mentally do restful activities during the hour or so before bedtime, like reading casually, watching TV, or taking a bath. Don't pay bills or watch late night talk shows. And agree to table any discussions with your partner until the following day, especially any potentially difficult discussions. Keep a pad and pen at your bedside to write down any thoughts or reminders for the next day so you can get them out of your head. And if you meditate, a self-compassion meditation a few minutes before bed can help open the velvet trapdoor to sleep. Eat well. There are basically two ways to shift a diet in a healthier direction. One, makes a sweeping change all at once, or two, work into it. Whichever path is chosen, it's important to stay on it until the result is truly parent-nurturing nutrition. Slip-ups happen every now and then, so just get back on the path at the next meal. Optimizing nutrition often takes several tries, but each time something improves. Even small changes in the right direction add up as the years go by. Every day, try to eat 8 to 12 ounces of protein, 5 to 7 servings of fresh vegetables, and 1 or 2 fruits. Unrefined oils and essential fatty acids instead of refined or hydrogenated oils or trans fatty acids. 2 to 5 servings of unrefined, varied whole grains, organic foods whenever possible, high potency nutritional supplements to make up for the deficits of micronutrients, especially minerals, in the real world of most people's actual diets, and zero or little refined sugar. Exercise regularly. Any good fitness program balances the development of aerobic capacity and strength. The goal is to work up to keeping the heart beating at a fast rate, but not more than 140 times per minute, for at least 20 to 30 minutes, 3 or 4 times a week. No matter how out of shape one might be or super busy, there's always a way to get the blood moving. You can try going for a walk or run, riding a bike, taking an aerobics class, or using the equipment in a gym. Going for a swim, exercising in the comfort of your home, or doing yoga to exercise your mind as well as your body, and/or strength training. Avoid health hazards. Health means not exposing your body to hazards like environmental toxins, smoking, alcohol or drug abuse, or excessive weight. These wear on health at a time when parents can least afford it, like trying to run a marathon while carrying a couple of bricks. Have regular checkups. Depletion starts at the molecular level in your body. It can go a long way before becoming really obvious. To stay healthy, it's important to catch little things before they get big. Putting off checkups until illness occurs is like searching the stable for clues after the horse has run away. You have been listening to Just One Thing, Simple Practices for Resilient Happiness by Dr. Rick Hansen, brought to you by Sun Sounds of Arizona in Flagstaff. We are so busy these days that it's great to have just one thing to focus on, a simple theme to reflect on and be inspired by. These practices are grounded in brain science, positive psychology, and contemplative training. They are simple and easy to do, and they produce powerful results. This is your volunteer programmer, Babs Felix, in Green Valley, thanking you so much for listening today, and I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your day. And now, stay tuned for more interesting programming coming to you from Sun Sounds of Arizona.